live out her remaining time with her daughters. She decided not to pursue cancer treatment at her age, 88 years old. So the medical professionals told us she would soon be out of time in this life. The previous May, I attended Joe Vitale's Beyond Manifestation weekend and learned of Dr. Hu Len and his Ho'oponopono practice. I was intrigued, hearing of the amazing results with the mentally ill criminals when he went inward to clean and clear himself impacted me greatly. The universe is so gracious and provides the teacher when the student is ready. The timing was perfect. My main question that weekend, how can I be used to help my mother in her dying process? I was willing to show up and acknowledge to the universe that I am 100% responsible for my life, all of my life, including mother. So I used what I had learned. I went inward and constantly cleaned and cleared. The effects for my mother and me were simple, yet exquisite. She remained clear of mind, pain-free, and able to take care of herself until the end. Yes, there were small crisis events when she needed the drugs supplied by hospice, yet she was able to handle these situations in the comfort of home and was not rushed to the hospital. Those were transition and training moments, preparing us both for the final occasion when she would cross over to the other side. The greatest gift was she lived on into overtime. She lived well past the forecasts. Each morning she was surprised to wake and greet me with a cheery, "Guess what? I got another day." We had time for all the words of love to be exchanged and for just casual time together. We had time to truly prepare for her transition. I came to experience fearlessness about the process of mother leaving us. She knew where she was going, and so did I. When we had those tense moments of labored breathing, we saw the grace of God, and there was no fear. Wow, what a gift. The Ho'oponopono practice, along with my prayers, changed the way I approach life. The feeling of empowerment I experienced and still experience is wondrous. To know that I can have an active role, not only in my life and in the lives of others, leads me to constantly, moment by moment, seek the source of all. When I attended the Manifestation Weekend in May 2006, I was still feeling the emotional and financial pain of a $1.2 million contract that fell apart with a multi-billion dollar oil company midway into the contract. This was due to numerous internal issues in their company. All the way home, and for days, I said, "I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you." A couple of days after arriving home, I started feeling weak, sneezing and coughing. I knew that it was my body releasing. Shortly afterwards, I had a discussion with a marketing expert, and during our conversation, there was a shift inside my body and in my perception of the entire situation with the oil company. He simply asked me what the most amount of money a client paid me in 1 year to help them reduce pain in the workplace. I told him $600,000, and when he said, "Wendy, you are there. You can use that to build an empire. How many people can make that claim?" In a flash, I was able to see all the good instead of all the bad. Instead of only noticing they did not pay me over $200,000, I was able to see the value in the $600,000 they did pay me. I was able to see that focusing on the positive aspects turned on my passion, and this inspired me with ideas instantly. A light went on inside of me, and I was in awe of something huge that had just happened inside of me. It was like there was light all around me that extended way out beyond my physical surrounding. For 2 years, I was the victim and angry at the people in the company who did what they did. And in an instant, I was thanking them. Shortly afterwards, I developed pain in my left leg. I could not understand what had happened. I tried everything, massage, stretching, hot baths. Then I went to a Chinese medicine doctor who read my body and told me that I had been under a great deal of stress and that the pain was related to my gallbladder meridian, the anger meridian. The energy was stuck, and that was causing the pain. I was given 4 treatments of energy to release the stuck anger, and the pain left my body. My body had been holding on to the anger I felt towards the big oil company. And when my perception changed, it was ready to come out, only it got stuck. Months after this experience, I discovered that my contact at the oil company, who was instructed to break the contract with me, refused to hurt another person and he quit his job. The department has been broken up, and the services I provided are being handled in another department. This energy clearing cleared the way for me to finish my ebook and launch my new website, www.getinsideyourcomfortzone.com. The launch of the ebook has created opportunities that I had not thought of. It has been a dream of mine to teach the masses how to get out of pain from computer work. I am being given the opportunity to be the ergonomist for 3 popular websites so far, to answer questions about ergonomics and market my ebook, services, and other programs. Perfect size companies are calling me to consult with their employees to teach them how to get out of pain. The contracts are small and quick so that I have time to develop all the new inspirations that continue to come to me. In addition, I'm now teaching the law of attraction as a licensed and certified strategic attraction coach at www.theuniversallawofattraction.com. The breakthrough I had shortly after the weekend was most definitely related to Ho'oponopono. It helped clear out the old to make room for the new.